News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The government has announced its intention to hold a referendum on the deletion of Article 41.2 of the Constitution. This refers to a woman's life and duties in the home. Now, it comes as the Women's Caucus was actually debating whether the article should be deleted or amended to acknowledge the role of men and also carers in the home as well. So to discuss, we're joined by the Deputy Leader of the Green Party and also Caucus Chair Catherine Martin. Catherine, a very good morning.
Good morning to you.
We spoke to one of the caucus members just earlier on this week about the fact that, you know, not looking, I suppose, for a deletion or a repeal and the various different pros and cons of that. Will you just outline for us the government's concerns with yesterday's announcements?
Well, no, the government has announced a simple deletion. And I suppose I'm speaking now, I suppose, on as a Green Party TD and not as chair of the caucus. I would have concerns with the simple deletion because it does not follow on. It doesn't give any recognition. There's an opportunity there to recognise the role of carers and care, and that's been missed. And the Convention on the Constitution in 2013, they were asked if this clause 41.2 were to be changed, would you delete or amend? And 88% voted to amend. They were asked then, in the event that the convention supports change, would you make it gender neutral to include other carers in the home? And 98% said to amend. So I just think, you know, that the most recent referendum showed that, you know, with proper consultation, we saw through the Citizens' Assembly and then the Oireachtas Committee, you know, that's the way we saw the best way to do a referendum. So I don't understand why the convention is being ignored. And indeed, for the last 20 years, 1996, the Constitution Review Group recommended deletion and replacing. 1997, the first progress report of the All-Party Oireachtas Committee recommended deletion and replacing. So, like, no one, you know, this needs to go, 41.2. No one would argue that because it's outdated and sexist. But what I would argue is it's a missed opportunity to amend. And there was a chance to recognise, you know, the intrinsic value and contribution of care into society. And that's what the Constitution Convention voted for.
And when you were talking, Catherine, about the idea of whether it's going to be the repeal or the deletion or amendment, you mean with regards to that's the question that would effectively be posed to the public?
Yeah, but the government have just gone for a simple deletion.
But am I not right in saying, though, the caucus asked for more time, effectively, or two senior ministers asked for more time from the Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, to allow for that, to give the caucus time to go and to consider? Because it's obviously a cross-party grouping, isn't it, of female representatives to meet and to consider their position on this. But they couldn't come to a consensus.
Yeah, so when the caucus, we had our full meeting about 4 weeks ago, and it came to our attention that the cabinet were about to make a decision. At that stage, at that meeting, the caucus was requesting a meeting because they wanted to have input, because they thought the discussion within the cabinet was going to be on whether to replace with care in the home or care in and outside the home, which is what the convention discussed too. So when we did have the meeting, the representatives were surprised that it had moved on from that, and it was just a simple deletion that the government were discussing. And representatives of the caucus, myself and the Deputy Chair, Marcella Corcoran-Kendy, and Senator Alice Mary Higgins met with the Minister and his officials last week. And, you know, when we reported back to the caucus and had our discussion this week, we all agreed it shouldn't remain as is. But, you know, we all had different approaches then of what should happen. That is sort of reflective of what will happen now in the upcoming referendum. And I just think it's a shame they didn't, you know, have the consultation. What is the rush to have it in October? Why not have the thorough consultation with wider groups, with civil society groups, and see is there a way of putting care, of valuing care in our constitution? Because we don't want to risk losing this, because it needs to go. But as you know yourself, you know, with the referendum, it's 50-50 sides, so on airtime. So the role of carers will be discussed during this referendum, and what we do not want is to risk losing this, because we want this to go. It needs to be out of our constitution. It's sexist, it's obsolete, and it's wrong.
Okay, so just with regards now to what's happening, the caucus met, you couldn't come to a general consensus, so now the government, I presume, will press ahead.
The government announced yesterday that it's going ahead with a simple deletion in October.
And that's it. So that's what will, that's effectively what will happen, yeah, in terms of the question that will be posed.
Exactly. And they said the next citizen assembly will be asked to consider care. But, you know, there's no date in the next citizen assembly. You know, it's a kick in the can down the road, even though, you know, for the last, you know, basically 20 years, there have been recommendations from various groups to say, including the Convention and the Constitution, to not just simple deletion, but to delete and replace, or delete and amend.
Well, I suppose the public will still have their opportunity to have their say on this, obviously, when there is a referendum.
Yes, they will have their opportunity to have their say on this. But I guess one group that has come out and said it's that they would recommend it to be amended as well is the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. And, you know, they were established to make recommendations to government to strengthen and uphold human rights and equality in the state. And they have just published a report saying it should be amended, not a simple deletion. So therein lies the argument, and I just think it's regrettable. It's a missed opportunity and retrograde step to proceed with a simple deletion. Again, I'm speaking, okay, not as chair of the caucus, but as a Green Party TD, but...
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Just make that clear.
Yeah,
but
no,
I just think it shouldn't have been a simple deletion. It should have been amended to recognise the importance of carers, that unremunerated role that's intrinsic value of caring in society.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. The chair of the Oireachtas Women's Caucus and the deputy leader of the Green Party, Catherine Martin.